Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, March 28, 2016 at 3:02 p.m.
3:02. Let's call the Board of Commissioners to order and stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Joe, will you do roll call, please?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Dick.
Bill.
Yes.
I know Dick gave me a call and said that he was sick. So, wasn't feeling well. He didn't want to bring it to all of us, so I will make a motion to excuse Richard McNair.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick? Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all people that are interested. We're going to go into consent agenda items here. We got approval of the previous minutes for March 14th, approval of payroll claims, accounts payable, officials' reports, and finally we got the approval of the chair to sign the gravel agreements and award on March 14, 2016 from LG Evers, Riverview Sand and Gravel, and then S&S Pilger Sand and Gravel. I know Bill helped me. We went through the accounts payables and the payroll claims. Everything is in order. So I guess with the approval, we'll need a motion.
Some of
the consent agenda items.
So move to approve the consent agenda items with the approval of the chair to sign the gravel agreement. This award. So
I'll second it.
Okay, we got a first and a second by Tony and Rick. Will be roll call, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, new business. We got Carol Larvik, the extension office, requesting approval for a purchase of a copier, $5,000 or more.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi.
Good to see you again. It's good to see you guys again, too. I have new facts and figures for you. Well, it was a great idea to go and check more than one bid. As you'll see by the listing here, we have three bids, one from Marco, one from Office Systems, and one from Perkins that just changed its name to
One Solution.
We did go back to Marco. We did not tell them what the other two had done, but we told them that we did have two more bids and did they want to resubmit their thing. And so they gave us a new bid that's lower, but it was a cash price only that we'd need to pay all at once. You can see that there. The Office System bid and all these copiers were the same as what we had brought to you before, the same level of copiers because there's more than one level of copiers, so we want to get a copier that's going to last and do well. And they all have the same features on them. The one from Office Systems, you can see the cash price there. The black and white copies and the color copies together so that you can see the monthly service and supplies would be just under what Marco did. And then Perkins had a Sharp machine, a cash price you can see there of $5,722. And then it has a purchase price if it's 5 years, 3 months, and that would total out to be $7,281.54. And a lease price at 63 months of $98.82 a month would be $6,225.66. And if you add up their monthly service and supplies, it is less than the other two by actually quite a bit. And the copy machine initial price is less. So I would like to suggest that you allow us to do the Perkins, the Sharp one. We are considering the lease price. We can't do the whole total in one budget year as a cash price, and the lease price is only around $500 more. than the cash price. Any questions? Any thoughts?
It's pretty. That lease price is pretty cheap interest over a 5-year period.
It is.
That's what I was thinking also when we actually looked at it. I brought Tammy with me. She's the one who actually talked to the last two copy machine places if we do have questions that she might be able to answer to.
You know what? And at the end of 5 years or 63 months, you'll be ready for a new one anyway.
Well, the last one we kept longer than that, but the way technology is going, I'm the type of person that I don't like to pay interest at all.
I agree.
On anything I do personally or in the office.
I agree.
But I think with the way technology is going, because the new copiers are totally different than the one
they
we have.
They are so much better. And I have this machine, the Winston Perkins. It's an awesome machine.
And, you know, it's almost, and I'm sure a copy machine office is considered like a computer, but I know you buy a computer, but then, you know, months, it's outdated. You know, there's always something new. I'm not sure a copying machine probably has the same. I don't know. I like, regardless if you buy it outright or if you lease it, you're still going to have that $129 fee every month, right?
Yes.
Yeah, regardless. So.
Yes, and that will go up and down depending on the numbers of copies we make. That's an average of the past year of copies divided by 12. We had totaled them up, divided it by 12, and that's.
I didn't get near this good a price. He said, well, that's state price. A couple $1,000 difference.
I make a motion to approve the Perkins or Office One Solutions and let Carol make the purchase.
Okay. With the lease?
With the lease. Yeah.
Second.
Okay. That's fair enough. We got a first and a second. Or a motion and a second by Rick and Bill to let Carol go ahead and move on with her copy machine on a 63-month lease. So, can you call roll, please? Spit all that out here.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Thanks, Carol.
I did have a summary of some of the things that we have done in the last year for you guys. And so, for your evening reading pleasure, I thought I'd let you know a little bit of what we're doing. I'm pretty excited about what we're doing. We have a lot of good things going on in this county and a lot of extra things that we're bringing in. So
sounds good. Thank you.
If you have any questions about that at any point in time, please come visit with us.
And then just plan on sometime Joan and I and probably Rick will be getting together with you and your people.
Thank
and
you.
Talking about, I know I stopped by and talked to Tammy, but we'll, just briefly. I walked in one day and, it was a good conversation, so let's we'll
all
get
right.
together. Get
thank
together.
You very much.
Sooner than later. Yep, thank you,
thanks.
Carol.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yep, appreciate it. Okay, we're going to move on to B. We're going to go with Lisa Bosquet, Dakota County Ag Society, requesting board approval for a special liquor license for the week of Dakota County Thurston Fair, August 3 to the 7th of 2016.
That's correct. So I'm just here to ask for that liquor license. I believe it's the same as last year has been in the past.
Same scenario, just another year.
Same thing, just a different year. Yep, different dates. Basically the same areas we had it in last year, same time frames.
Yep.
Basically. You guys, you use our off-duty deputies also, don't you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What are your dates this year, Lisa?
The 3rd through the 7th.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at.
And first week of August, right?
First week of August,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We moved it back, and so for at least the next 5 years, it'll be that first week of August.
Sure.
Is kind of
I remember, I know they started moving it forward a little bit, like in July, was that right? And then
mm-hmm.
it used to be like middle towards the end of August.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was.
Right, and myself, I remember always being late, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is, the dates, but all right, well, it's easy enough.
Back in the Prohibition.
Yeah, the Prohibition. Where's he at? I can't even make fun of him right now. Let's get him on the phone here. Hello, Dick. Might as well tell you right now.
I'm going to make a motion to get Lisa or the Dakota County Ag Society designated liquor license for the Dakota Thurston County Fair. It's my motion.
Second. Okay, we got a motion by Tony and a second by Bill. Call roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
There's just some information, too. It's kind of a short summary of our schedule for this year.
Just a question. Last year, I always participate, and I always have been a sponsor for the fair, and I didn't get any invitation. I didn't get any sponsors, newsletter, or nothing.
All
this
year.
I already got one this year.
Oh, that's from last year you didn't get one?
No, ma'am.
We had some issues last year.
And we always participate in the rodeos and stuff like that, and I said, well, maybe they They don't like that
anymore.
We had some issues. We had some clerical issues, I'll say, last year with our gal that was handling the sponsorships.
That was your first year, last year.
Yeah, it was. We had a gal hired to do the sponsorships, and she didn't work out. So halfway through, I took over. I apologize for that, but I'm glad you got the information this year, and please contact me with any questions.
My $1 million check is on the mail.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, we're going to go to miscellaneous here. We're going to go to Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, for the road report. Did I get a copy of that? Maybe, maybe not.
I laid it in there.
I don't know. Yeah, there it is.
March 13th through the 26th, 243 hours road maintenance. 45 and a quarter hours overtime. Snow removal, 171 tons of aggregate, 1,650 total tons of gravel. Sign installation, 7 hours, 9 signs. Road concerns, 4. Grading M Avenue, H Avenue, and Fiddler Creek. Hard surface, had a call about Winona Boulevard. We had quite a few calls during the snow event. Most of them was just when we were going to get there, when the road was going to be open. But we did get all the roads open by Thursday night.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys working late. Like I said, I called Fred, and it must have been about 6:30, and they still seen the guys, and they were just about done for the day. He said probably about 7 o'clock, right before dark, they were going to be done having anything open. So
apparently everything went pretty smooth. I usually get a call.
Yeah.
There's no event like that. I didn't get a call. So
I get two of them. I did get two of them.
Did you? And, you know, I've never pushed a snow that was that hard to push.
Ooh.
You know, the frost is out. It wasn't good, was it?
No.
Oh, how heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the roads really didn't take that much of a beating, did they? I mean, out by my house, it looks like they're. Saturday we had that hard rain. I think it kind of firmed them up a little bit. I mean, it wasn't like it was a drizzle. I mean, to me, it was a pretty hard rain. I know you. Fred texted me and he said, "Is there snow in there?" He was on Yankton. They got 8 inches of snow on Saturday up in Yankton.
Really?
Yes. But yeah, we just had a hard rain.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought maybe we got it back home. You know, we're in there, ready to get my butt back home. But
no.
For all the moisture we had, I thought the roads held up fairly well.
They did. They looked good. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Are we still short one or two guys?
We got a new hire. Just started Wednesday.
His name's Frank.
Richard Franks.
Richard Franks.
Talked about hiring Brzani. I have not contacted him yet, but we talked about hiring him with you and Rick.
I think he'd be good. His farm boy.
The Bonker
Brzani.
Yeah, we got to keep that wheel moving.
We did have an application come back in from, someone asking about an application from Sheldon. Someone that graduated from there.
Good.
We sent up some stuff, and young kid, but anyway, he's filling out an app.
Well, that's good.
So I think the courses that were taken were finding people.
I think that Sheldon Tech School would be a good one to keep, because those guys have got to do internships, and it'd be good to have some interns.
Yeah.
You know?
You better run a T-sweat or something for us.
Right.
Get them down there.
Yeah, and then it helps them with their schooling and get their credits.
Yes.
That school from Sheldon's also coming down to talk to me and look. I asked them about just schooling and training for our operators. And they said they were interested in doing something like that, a day or a two-day course, new hiree, or even some of our older operators. But anyway, they're coming down. I'll talk to them and see if they've never done it for a county before, but they said they were interested. So, but I thought any more training or anything we could do to help our operators might not.
Did we just get T-square from the state or somebody come out? Didn't we?
What's that, Bill?
Didn't we just get T-square
Yes, and we have had them up there. It's been not much over a year.
Okay.
They're really good?
The problem with T-Square is they usually put us in with at least one other, maybe two other counties where you got 20 operators sitting there. I would like to get it where it's almost one-on-one, say a new hiree.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he ain't timid and he ain't standing back, or you got the older operator that's got a little more experience, doesn't see me, thinks he needs to learn.
Yeah.
If we put it one-on-one with an operator. But, yeah, they're good. Brian's the guy's the name that does it from LFAP, T-Square.
Okay.
He's very good. It's just a more of a classroom type of thing. And
it'll be more hands-on, probably, wouldn't it? One up there. Yeah, I'd go ahead.
But these kids that are coming out of that Sheldon school, I think it's a two-year course. So when they're coming out of there, they know the principles of how to do and what grade and elevation and that stuff.
Not a 90-day crash course.
No, it's not. And, you know, I just think...
Yeah, they took the schooling for it, so they're, you know, they're interested in it.
You know, Fred and I were out driving roads, and a thought came to my mind, and I thought, well, why not contact
them? I didn't know they had one up there.
Yeah.
I didn't either. Rick contacted them.
Okay. It
might be a way to go.
Yeah.
What did we hear on Monona Boulevard? Anything yet?
I have not. Bruce has contacted me back yet.
All right.
Are we going to explore like an overlay?
Yeah, we want to do a 2-inch overlay. I mean, it's in trouble.
You know, it is.
In trouble. And we just thought that he was thinking that maybe he could pencil us in maybe towards the end of May. You know, it's either now or never of getting it done, and that'll push us into our next, you know, billing budget year, you know, just to get it done and over with. There's just a lot of unhappy people, and they have the right to be unhappy because it is a mess.
Is that something that we're going to have to put out to bid?
No. We was not planning on putting it out to bid.
If it's under $100,000, we don't have to.
And it's 7/10 of a mile.
7/10.
7/10 of a mile.
That's what it is.
Should be under 100 easily.
Yeah, I would think. We were thinking 70-80 grand probably to do it. That's what we're hoping. You know, I guess worst case scenario, we get a bid. You know, once they tell us, you know, Bruce, and if it ain't satisfactory, I guess we put it out to bid. I guess it's entirely up to you what you want to do.
So Bruce says what tonight?
No, it's kind of like the copier. You know, the figures are there.
Yeah. Well, should we just see what Bruce comes in at, or what do you want to do, Rick?
Let's do that. Let's see where it comes in at, and if they don't look good to us, then we...
I mean, we pretty much know from our prior roads that we've done in the last year or so, you know.
He's been good.
Yeah.
It's Knight Rivers, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, fair enough. Any other questions for Fred? We're good with you?
Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Let's move on to Commissioner Committee reports. Is there any? I know it's that time of the month where probably, I don't know if there's a lot. I know that the LEC, Lloyd Peterson passed away. He was one of the maintenance guys with John Wilchin. Prior to John, you know, there was the other gentleman that had the stroke and that was not able to come back to work, so... I guess Lloyd had some complications with something and ended up in the hospital over a week ago, and he passed away Saturday. So I asked Joni, I think it's only right, I guess, with the LEC being us involved, just send a plant to his, we just put the county board members on it.
Sure.
If she would do that, please. But so. From the county. Dakota County, however you want to read it, I guess.
Did you make the. Legislation meeting Monday?
Yes.
Anything in particular?
Jim Pillen was there. He's a University of Nebraska regent, right. Board of Regents.
What was this meeting shown in here?
The legislative.
Oh, okay, legislative.
Oh, okay. Monday.
And he talked. He talked nonstop. had a lot of information he wanted to talk about.
Yes, but
I don't have my notes
sure,
in front of me.
Yeah. No, I thought that was what it was going to be. Just a lot of talk.
They also talked a little bit about legislative bills. The inheritance tax bill is not out of committee, so that will not
be addressed
good.
This year.
Super.
That's very good. And LB 958, it's not passed yet, but it looks like they took out everything that they had for the counties. They took that back out, the exceptions. They're putting them on community colleges, but not on counties. And we can do interlocal agreements without and leave them in as an exception. So
those are two biggest bills that we were concerned about.
Right.
Yeah,
right. They added an amendment to do a tax credit on farm ground is what they did to lower that property tax is what their aim was, to lower the property tax, and they're going to look at other methods for valuing ag land and other possible solutions on that. And then LB 960 was the one to add for deficient bridges, replacing deficient bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And they have added another $400 million to that fund from the sales gas tax.
Bridges in the county, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know, did Larry Dix talk to you about LB 960 at your workshop?
Did not.
Okay. On that bridges to add. I tried to read the bill, but it looks like they're trying to create a program, and there's going to be additional funding, but I'm not sure if we don't have to put in a bid and a design. I'm not sure how it's going to work. But there is money there.
Bill, Joan?
What?
960.
LB 960. It's that transportation infrastructure fund. They created a transportation infrastructure fund, and part of it's for county deficient bridges. Okay.
Thank you, Joan, for taking my place. That last two meetings on that, I haven't difficult to make to that meetings, and I asked Joan if she wanted to cover my spot, and that she did, because that's during lunch hour from 12 to 1. So thank you, John. And the meeting before that, I forgot to give you guys a report, not a report, but update on human trafficking in our area. The sister from Briar Creek College.
What's on the back of that? What's up?
I met with, you want to see the girl, don't you?
Well, I just see what is on the back.
The thing that really impressed me myself is that I don't even think there was in our area that kind of thing. He knows it. But when she told me all the facts that even last year they arrest somebody at the dollar store by Walmart or something, it is a serious problem. And young girls for prostitution.
Oh, really?
And childs. I mean, it is, and there's people, they work their way, not in a week or 2 weeks. They've been here for a long time, and they started in areas, and they target kids coming from the school by themselves, you know, and girls, again, by themselves, and stop in a place at the park or something, you know, they look like they're stressed out or things like that. And they well trained to do that, and then which is they make tons of money doing it. So the message that I got today, that is there is really a situation that all of us as a community and organization and county and city and all of us needs to be aware of it. The situation, this sister from Briar Creek is really going around the community and explaining to people what's going on, because he knows probably a lot more than I do. I don't know if she does, but there's going on.
Yeah, you don't think for being here?
No. I thought it was places like Chicago, yeah. L.A., maybe Omaha, some, you know, here and there, but not here. And it is here.
I wouldn't guess that.
I would never think that either.
The slavery on the small kids, took them somewhere else and working to that. I mean, it is going on. So I just wanted to give you a pat on that. They'll probably hear more about that later on, I suppose, in the near future. So.
Sad, ain't it?
Anything else? Thank you, Tony and Joan. And then the building and grounds, the carpet, I think it's come along well, right, upstairs? Kim, everything going smoothly? I see the guys were here today. It's going to be a process, but I think it's going well.
Judge's right? Chambers done, looks nice.
Does it? Okay. Now, a question is, the entryway, when you come out of the hallway from county court, was we going to put that the tile down in that open area where, again, between Kim's office and district court office? Was he going to do
anything? We hadn't planned anything for there.
Okay. I didn't know if that was planned on being recarpeted or if we were going to let Rick and you know, Jensen maybe do that like he did the other part.
That's what we were. That's kind of what we had threw out when we took him up there to measure. I remember letting Rick and him. If you want to do those tiles, I'm sure that area wouldn't be that hard to do.
I wouldn't think so either. Even like from the top of the steps down the hallway, you know, by the front of the elevator and then the whole area down there, just tile all that. You know, the same stuff that we have on the other side. I think that would make the most sense. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to worry about cleaning carpet. But I just thought of that because then I was up there and nobody knew.
Put some throw rugs down.
Right.
Type deal.
Okay, easy enough. All right. If there's nothing else, we'll move on to public comment. Anyone in the public have any comments on anything? If not, we are going to adjourn the meeting, and our next regular meeting will be April 11th of 2016. Simple as that. Thanks, everyone.